We have to finish the Torn-Base essay. I'm going to try to remain awake. I'm a little bit tired, but hey. We were up to Lamed Tess, I believe. Is that right? Eina Yisha Tamea Mishum Kesem Shemotza Bachaluka Lemkein Haya Badak Lakodem Shalavashatu Avon Lacha Cholok Min Ashuk. So that's the rule that Ksamim is the Rabbanon. They were only goes there when you're dealing with a Chaluk Baduk. A Chaluk Sheno Baduk. So is not, there's no din of Ksamim. Bisman Hazeh, we don't really have the Shaila on the one hand because typically the Ksamim are not going to be on the Chaluk. But if we did have the Shaila, I would say Bisman Hazeh that when you bought a garment new in Ashuk, that's Cheskaso Baduk. That's a pretty safe bet. I'm not telling you it never happens, but it's usually a pretty good bet. Well, they could have seen it also. One of the things I also suspect is that we would see stains on our clothing much faster than they would. In other words, they had a lot more junk and dirt and everything else in the environment, so clean there would have probably been filthy by today's standards. So I suspect that today, if this were really lemaisa, I don't think any of these cases come up because of the garment situation generally, the way we dress. But if they were to come up today, I think we'd have to sort of consider whether or not baduk, everybody probably is bodek on some level because it's easy to see. Okay. Mem. In Badka Haluka Lavashatu, and then Upashtatu Umatza Tahar, Veshilatu Lachaveirta, Vilavsha Umatza Bokesam, Rishona Torah Vashniya Tmea. And you remember the Gemara that the Shnia, the Rishona, the Shnia is told of a Rishona in terms of Kosher Mishpat. The Shnia doesn't have to pay for laundering, but since the Rishona did Bedika afterwards, she is Nemenis in terms of Eidechanam and Bisurin, she is Tahora, and the Kesem is assumed to come from the second woman. Badka Chaluka Veshilatu, Li Israelis Nida, Ola Goya Shegiazman, Leros Verasa, Apo Pishasha, Lerasa, Akach Lavshatu, Matzabo Kesem, Balasa Chaluk Tola Bahen Vitahora. So this was the sugya on the top of an Amud Aleph, I think Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, or Samach Amud Aleph, I don't know exactly, where it's a machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir, according to the Gemara, was the Mekil. Rabbi Meir says, I think, and the Chachamim say it has to be that she was Rasa Pamachas. However, there is a sheet of the Rambam. Firstly, I don't know if I mentioned this in Shir. In the Tosefta, it's actually Mashma that Rabbi Meir is the Machmir, against what the Babli says. Interestingly enough, I didn't have a chance to explore the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins, what? We didn't talk about this in Shir, but the Beis Yosef quotes, if any of you saw it, the Rambam Paskins that it has to be Goya Haroa Mamish, which is odd because then Nachris and Nida are one and the same thing. Right? In other words, the assumption of the Rashba and most Rishonim is that a Nachris, you can be Tola on because she's never careful about anything, because it doesn't matter to her. And then a woman who's Mamish Roa now, a Nida, you can be Tola on her as well. But the Rambam seems to understand that even the Nachris, and as like Rav said, what did Rav say, Beroa? So the way the other Rishonim explained it means that she had already seen once. But the Rambam reads the Gemara Kepshuto, that Beroa means she's actually in the middle of getting her period. And this is the time. So then you have to explain what's the difference between Nachris and Nidah. You could say, because Nachris is only a Nidah the Rabbanon, because Minat Torah there is no such thing as Nidah by Nachris. Okay. Alex?
Isn't it more fundamental that you don't have to worry about Tilkola by Nachris? So there's not going to be a case where you have to start thinking, you could always, without...
No, but the Rambam would say. So the part of the question, the point of the Rambam, the issue is one of them is becheskas roa and she is not, and it's sort of like the equivalent of meuberes and an ameuberes. That's what seems to be going on with that reading. Okay. Mem beis shilatu l'ktana shel rasa me'olam l'vashatu. Kitana zol acha shenivla kodem shachay samaka oshi shilat lenarish larasa ulevashatu toch arba leilas lebilasa. So these are two dinim that the Torah is quoting, two situations of a besula whose damim are tahora midina the Gemara, right? Midina, at least midina the Mishnah certainly. If you have a katana, ashitas veshila was. If you have a katana. Shelo rasa meolam, So she is not a nida until, according to Beis Hillel Mishnah, until Chai Samaka, until the Basulim, the bleeding from the Basulim stops. In theory, if a woman has Bia Rishona and breaks the Basulim, there still can be potentially residual bleeding next time around because the first Bia may not have totally obliterated the Basulim. The only difference is we will say later, not today, but later in the Shulchan Aruch when we get there next semester, is that the difference between Bia Rishona and Bia Shnia is that by Bia Rishona we automatically assume there was Dam, unless we know she wasn't a Basula. But if she is a Basula, even if you find no Dam, we're afraid that the Shechva Zera is Mechape. But after the first Bia, after Bia Rishona, yes, if she bleeds again from the Bia because of Dam Basulim, she's Tameh again. Not a pleasant situation to deal with generally. But if she doesn't bleed, we don't assume that she did. So in this, that's the Medina, the Mishnah. You give a Ketana Shelo Rasa Me'olam, you give her Ad Shetichya Hamaka. And then, if she was, I think, Higia Zemana Liros, she's a Nara, but she hasn't yet gotten her period, she hasn't reached Menar. So then, Beis Hillel is a little more Machmir, and they say, Arba Leilos, and then if, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this, if you're dealing with a Bogeres, then what does a Bogeres get according to Beis Hillel, if any of you know the first Mishnah Anida? The first Mishnah 10th Perek Anida? She gets Kol Laila Rishona, multiple Bios. And Reish Shammai is Machmir and all these, I think, one step up. And the Maskan of the Gemara seems to be, I don't want to get into this question, but Nimnu V'Gamru, that you give Bia Rishona and that's it. It's a question whether that only applies to Bogeres or the first two. So the Torah is assuming it doesn't apply to the first two. So in theory, even post-Dina the Gemara, it sounds from the Torah that if you have, until Bizna Hazah, I guess. But if you have a Basula Shelo, he gives Mana Liros, Achetichemaka, and he gives Mana Liros Velarasa, Arba Lelos, in those situations you can be Tola on them, says the Torah. Even though Bizman Hazeh, they are Tmeos. Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Shein Ursin Lepsula, Elabilas Mitzvavar, Afilu Hochei Toloba, Lefishei Domim Mitzuyimba. And Alex, this is the sort of a similar idea. It's no longer, it's not a question of me not being Makalko them, because they'll be Tmeh anyway, it's because it seems to be more likely in that case. Hishilatu Yosheves Al Dam Tohar Toloba. And if she lends it to someone who's Yosheves Al Dam Tohar, so she can be told on her as well. And the logic would be twofold. One, you're not makalkal her, and two, it's more likely it came from her. But the question is, Bisman Hazeh, Yesh Omrim, Dafilo Haydan Anami, Shem Bol Al Dam Tohar, Tola Bala Pishim and Adina, Yosheves Al Dam Tohar, Tohora, Vim Tisla Ba Inkan Kilkola Achas Mehati. Afo Pishach Mir Ben Osi Sor Shol Al Dam Tohar, Li Atzman Achmir, Avalola Inin Shol Tatsil Achaverta, Aval Inin Shol Tatsil Achaverta, Lo Achmir. So the first day that he quotes, is that Bizman Hazeh, you can be Tola, even though Wamachmir to be Mitame the Dam Besulam and to be Mitame the Dam Tohar, that Chumrah is only Legabe, the din of the Dam itself for the woman who has the Dam. But we're not Machmir Legabe Ksamim to say that since you're now going to be Makalkalhar, that we're not Machmir to say that you can't be Tola, the other one can't be Tola. Because remember also, there's no law, there's no downside to the Yosheves Al Dam Tohar and the Besula. Why? Because they're going to be Tumeos Mimanavshach. If you're going to follow the general rule of Ksamim and you can't be Tola one over the other, you mitame both. So in this case, because Me'ikra, then one of them should be Tar, and you should be Tar, and you should have the right to be Tola on them. Therefore, we say that that you can still be Tola even though they are Tumeos. Okay. Ramban Kosav, I done in Tolba. You know, see?
Two questions. First of all, regarding Naira, who didn't see it but had Bia for the first time.
Yeah.
So what is Beis Hillel rule?
Four nights.
And that's how four baskets.
What's that? That's how he seems to be assuming. It sounds like, I'm not sure what he means by the Haidana when the shift takes place. It could be he's reading, the first din is Medina the Mishnah, when you still were Boel Adam Basulim in these cases, in such a time period, could you be Tola? So you could be Tola then, and therefore you can still be Tola now, even though Nimno Begamu, then Nosna will be, B.S. Mitzvah, Bo B.S. Mitzvah Parish. Okay. And then, כשילתו לשמרס יום כנגד יום, אפילו בשני שלה, או לנידה לזו אביבי סבירסה, אפילו בשבי שלה, תולבה הוא בעל הסחלוק תהורה וחברת ששלטו מקולקלה. So that's the thing we saw an extensive length, I think, on Chesamet Aleph, that the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel, whether or not you can be tola on a zava on the seventh day and a shemeres yom kiyom on the second day, where you are, you're not being mekalka them. Why? Because they haven't gone to the mikveh yet. So Rebbe said you can't be tola. Rabbi Shimon says you can be tola, and the Torah is quoting lakula like Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel. Now there's one oddity in terms of what the Torah is quoting, and if you look in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Not the din. Well, it's an odd din. What's odd about the Torah's citation here? You see? Which is not Lamaisa today?
The Shomeres
Yom Keneged Yom. The Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is not Lamaisa. Why? Because today we always keep Shivin Akim. So in this case, this liminal case, the din is true. If a woman has only counted one day, and now she's counting day two towards Shivin Akim, and you find blood, you told on her. But the scenario of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom B'Yom Sheni is kind of irrelevant, because there is no more Yom Sheni, doesn't mean anything anymore. It matters today. If you want the conceptual liminal case where she could have gone to the mikveh but hasn't gone yet, and that's not really even true because Midrabanan, we don't let her go to the mikveh, Midraisa, she could go to the mikveh, you have to go to the Shivin Akim case, because Sheni Shalah doesn't mean anything. Alex?
In practical terms, assuming that her Rav would have to go tell that lady that she's now got to can't start her camp again, who's going to go do that?
That's the rabbi's job. He's got to deal with the woman who's crying to him over it, I guess. That's his job. That's why they pay him the big bucks. You want to be a rabbi, Alex?
I think so. I don't know.
We know you're doing it because of the fancy lifestyle. Got it. Okay. Actually, you're compensated with kavod. What's that? Zach, you're such an optimistic view of the world. Okay. The Torah continues. Hishilatu mem gimel. Hishilatu l'isha hatmeh mishum kesem eina tolaba. L'fisha ein yodua bebirer l'balas ha-kesem. Sha-kesem yatsim mena u'shteyem tzrichos lachash l'zeh ha-kesem. So the rule is ein tolim kesem be-kesem. V'chol shekein ha-mishatim hishilatu l'tahor v'chazer v'lashatu sh'shteyem tzrichos lachash lach. That certainly a case where they're both tahoros, then you have to attribute it to you can't attribute it to one more than the other, and therefore you're mitame both. One second. Yes?
The reason that the Torah changed the language to Bachosh in this case, as opposed to whatever else, used the word Tola, I guess, in the past.
No, Tola means you're off the hook. You attribute it to someone else. Tzrichos lachoshlo means
Eina Tola,
yes.
So I'm asking, is there a reason for the change of language, or is it just...
That's a good question. I don't know. V'ashbo, I'm sorry, v'pa'amim shetola ba'atzma. Sometimes you can attribute the kesem to herself and still be tahora. Kigon shelav shacholok b'meni dasa v'abad katu l'vashatu b'meni tarasa. She has a garment. She wore it previously. She failed to do bedikah. She put it on, and that garment could have had a stain from the last time she was nida. You can be tola on her previous period. So if the garment was washed and she didn't do a bedikah, and she wears it b'mei tarasa. So the shaila now is, if no bedika was done, but the beged was washed, can you be told that the kesem was there previously, or do you assume that the laundry must have gotten out the kesem, and therefore it has to have come more recently, and she's tamei? So he says that it depends. In this kabe sayide Israel, Israelis, the ena b'faneinu l'shalosam b'dakatu, Bishas Kibos. So if the launderer was Jewish, but she's not here now to ask her whether or not she did an inspection of the garment, So then, ein lahakel v'lomer mimein yedusa nisharba. You can't assume that it was there from the previous period. Why? The fishecheskas benos Yisrael botkos chalukeim rustineim b'shas kiblus. Right? Jewish women are trained. Remember, it's true for tumah v'tahara purposes. They probably train from young age, and then it becomes relevant l'bayla. So they're trained to pay attention to the to stains. And when they wash, and since we assume they paid attention, they did what they were supposed to do, it must have not been there b'shas kibbutz. However, the imay Yisraelis b'fanenu v'omer shlo b'dakatu, if the Jewish launderer is here and says that she didn't do an inspection, then tolu lomar shemitchila haya v'lo ovar yidei kibbutz ein aksam ovar yidei kibbutz. That's what you would assume. But if the launderers weren't Jewish, they're not makbe on kismeim, and therefore you can assume even if they're not here, you can assume that they didn't do bedika.
They might not be makbe on kismeim, but aren't they makbe on doing a good job?
Depends how big. Right? If you assume that people's clothing was generally dirty, so, you know, I don't know how machbe they were in Ksamim, because I don't know if it was such a big deal if you weren't from. Davin?
I would assume in that case that it's not really like Ksamim might not be visible on the outside, more like it's on the inside, so they might be not checking like the inside of the garment in that exact place to notice that there's Ksamim there. Because then that, like, I'm assuming like the Ksamim, it doesn't bleed through the garment, it's only on the, like, the underside.
Right.
So goyim might not check the inside of that exact spot to see if there's like a spot there. While Jews might be more like be looking for it, and they want to clean up that spot.
You're telling me one that's not visible to answer his question.
Like it wouldn't be visible on the outside.
And therefore, who cares?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear. Yossi?
The shas kibos means before she washes the garment or right after. This is like.
Neither.
What?
During.
What is it? Okay, fine. She's washing it to see.
She's washing it. She's rubbing the clothing together. She's scrubbing it with something. She's paying attention.
Okay.
She's not. Maybe, she's not busy looking at her friend and schmoozing while she's.
Okay. The key is we just want to know that she, if it's a bas yisrael, then we assume that she made sure to get rid of the ksamim because she knows that this is something.
That matters. That matters, Zach.
That certainly isn't relevant anymore, right? If you were to give your clothing to wash by a non-Jew, nowadays since we don't have stains on our clothes.
I think so. So yes, it would. If not for the fact that we wear underwear, it would be more lemaisa question today, even with the nachas. You might hear that theme recurring over and over and over again. Right? That a lot of these things become not as lemaisa, but yeah.
Well, stain on your underwear could also happen, though.
Yes, but you know, I mean, if you're talking of being there previously, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
What about the fact that you can use bleach on these things? So maybe that cleans it off. So maybe that's the whole argument of like maybe it didn't get it out or something. You know, isn't really true because we have OxyClean and all that stuff. I'm saying like you.
No. I'm trying to understand what are you?
Before that like that the suffix is maybe it was actually that it was actually cleaned well, and that the stain was that got out and that this is a new stain, or. That it was that the woman didn't check well and it didn't come out. So,
okay.
I mean, if you're using OxyClean or, you know, bleach, the stain would probably get out, you know?
So, yes, I guess it would depend upon how people typically launder their clothing. Okay. Fine. Then he continues. V'im'efshar lamar ala biru kegon shema keres b'mariso imakdir or maglid. Machdir is peirush enichnas besocha beged, and maglid is peirush ein enichnas besocha beged. Bereinu shemaglid. If we see that it's not nichnas letocha beged, biyadua shalachar kibus haya. It didn't have a chance to be absorbed. The machdir, if it's fully absorbed, biyadua shekodem akibus haya. So there is a way to tell. You're allowed to look at the garment and see how long the stain has been there, and if you can see, so that is determinative. The im. If there's no way of determining, then you can be told that the stain was there earlier. There are those who disagree, and the argument would be then a chisaron in bekias does not constitute a suffix. Yehuda.
So you translate it as if there's no way to tell. Why is the translation of vein a bekiabatak?
Now, I'm sorry. If she can't tell, fine. Okay. That's all I mean. If she can't tell, then tell them the hakel.
And if she can tell, but I can't tell?
So all that's the more reason why you can't be Sameh upon. You should be Tameh, because you have to take it to the Baki. Again, a Chisar and a Bekias for everybody might be a Safek, but a Chisar and a Bekias for you doesn't constitute a Safek. Okay. The Torah continues. Shtei Nashim, Shelav Shuchalak Achad Badach, Benin Sebo Kesem, Imhu Lamata, Mekenegar Ator Falishteim, Shteim Tmeas, Imhu Lamala, So they both wore the same garment sequentially. They found the kesem. So if it's below the belt for both, they're both tmeos. If it's above the belt for both, they're both tahoros. Hoysa achas arucha achas katzara. One was tall and one was short. Imhu magia kenegar atorfa la arucha kosh against shemagia lechatzara shteim tmeos. If they find the kesem in a place where even the arucha, it's below the base, the base haturfa for the tall woman, then certainly it's for the short woman, and therefore shtei in tmeasim. Eina magia ela keneged haturfa shel katzara, katzara tmeav arucha tara. But if the garment, this woman has a big torso, so on the tall woman, the garment, the part of the garment that it reaches the makom haturfa is here, but on the short woman, because she's shorter up here, more of the garment's going to reach. So if it's in that in-between zone, only the short woman is tmeya, and the tall woman is taller. Once again, another advantage in life to being short, tall. Yes, Yosef?
In a case where there are three women, and if three women sleep in a bed, and then we find a kesem, and they all have an equal chance of having been the people who release the blood, then we have dermatola on all of them.
Yes, there's no reason to choose one more than the other.
Right. I mean, like, even if they're all bodek, even if they're all bodeka themselves, and they find after Torah, then they also, then we're told that on all of them, because it must come from one of them, right?
Okay.
So in this case, why is it, who the malam, the shtein Torahs? Meaning, so is the point that it's just impossible that it came from both of them, therefore...
If possible, it came from either of them. It's too high up.
Okay, so then
if you find the blood here, it's not from the Makom HaTorah.
Okay, and we don't say that if they all check themselves and find themselves to be Tahora, because there, it's still possible that it came from one of the three women. It's just that. Meaning, if it
probably came from the three women. There's no reason why I assume it didn't. Here, it didn't come from the Makom HaTorah of either of the two women. Okay. Shlosh nashim shelav shuchalak echad zeh achar zeh v'lo badku bein tayim v'shiyashu safsal echad zeh achar zeh v'achachim zeh kesem kulan tmeos. Very straightforward din. He mentions the din of safsal. It means a kind of safsal that is mekabel tumor, which would be a safsal shel eitz, not a safsal shel wood. Not a safsal shel evan. Fine. Shalosh nashim sheyishenas b'mita achas meshulavos sheragleim u'ro zo b'zo. So they're sleeping cozily. The nimsa dam tachas achas v'en kulam tmeos, because basically they're all on top of one another, and therefore the blood could be any of theirs. V'meina meshulavos zo b'zo v'nimsa dam tachas emtzayis kulam tmeos. The assumption is they roll around a little bit at night, but there's a limit how far you can roll, and therefore in the middle it could have been any of them. However, Nimtza dam tachas apadimis, hiva imtzayas tmeas, v'chitzona tahora. So it's found under the innermost one, she and the one who's next to her, the middle one, are tmeas, but not tachitzona. Nimtza tachas achitzona, hiva imtzayas tmeas, v'apadimis tahora. The exception that the Torah will quote later, incidentally, I think the Torah quotes it, or does the Rashba quote, the Shulchan Aruch says it, is if she knows, if she can say, if they are awake, I should say, if they are awake, what's the din? It may be, what's it then if they're awake?
All three
are awake.
It's only under the one that is found.
Correct. It's only the one that's found because?
They
can say buriedly that if she says buriedly that I stayed in place, I was like a good soldier, so then you know that it must have come from her. or that she wasn't in the other place, if that's where the dam was found. When can you be metaher the outer part of the bed if the kesem is found on the inner part of the bed? So when they all climbed up on the bed by the foot of the bed, and they all sort of slid up into their position. If your bed is like this, and then this is the wall, so if they each get on like this, then everybody passed over the outside of the bed. And so the Torah says, the pnimis is also tmeya. What do you mean by afa pnimis? It means in the case where it was found tachas hachitzona, where in the previous case we said hachitzona v'ayim tzayis tmeyos v'ha pnimis tahora, in that case the pnimis is also tmeya. Okay. V'chosef harayv v'nemayu shenimse v'mita shalo al asadin avol nimse v'sadin sh'al hamita ben kach u'ben kach kulon tmeyos shasadin asa desapech elach v'elach. So the Ravid said that if on the bed they can't all move around, but the sudden, the sheet moves all around. Fine. This is very interesting. The Torah presents it in two directions. If one of them does a bedika and finds that she's tahora, then she's tahora and the others remain mecheskas tameh. If one of them does a bedika and finds that she's tameh, she's assumed to be the source of the blood, the other two are tahoros. If more women do the bedikos here, in other words, if one does a bedika and she's tahora, and the second one does a bedika and she's tahora, then the third one will be tameh. Of course, if the third one does the bedika and she's tahora, then she in principle all tameh.
So the first two less women have to check.
What's that?
So she's
not
to check.
So the more interesting question is the hand, Zach.
My question is, I guess, this assumes that, you know, by kesem we can really figure out the problem just by having one do bedika. If she's blood, then she's tameh. And then the only other thing is that she needs to be derisive because it would be a bedika. But why? It seems like we're not suggesting that for any other case. Why here would it be different?
In other words, why not say in a regular case where if she did a bedika and found immediately, so pastors as you might.
No, this entire sugya of tliya seems to think that that's not a suggestion that's possible. We just, tola on this, tola on that. Why don't we just have a check, bedika? If there's blood, then obviously can't worry.
I suspect frequently neither will have blood.
Sorry?
I suspect that frequently neither is going to find blood if they do bedika.
Why not? I mean, if you have a kesem, and if the kesem came from her, then if she did a bedika, she'd find blood, right? Assuming it's within this proper amount of time.
We haven't gotten there yet. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember the Beis Yosef talking about this at all. So the other complicated part here, and there are a number of shittas of Rishonim. So let me read on a little bit. We'll get to that. So bad kushayim amatzu tamei hein tmeis ashlishis tola b'hen utahora hilkachol ayir ela kishelo bad kufal asher bad kuchulam amatzu tamei. Only in the case where none of them did bedika, or all of them did the bedikos and found tahor, then we're metame all of them. Why? Because since you can't be the bedikos, they're all tahoros, and you can't be told them more on one than the other, there's nothing to talk about. Because of a Ramban, had talina ba'osa shematza tmeya letara cheres, v'chein hadim tamina l'osa matza tahora, Dafka Shabbat Kamiyat Techaf the Metzias Adam Afom Shasa Kedeshir Bedika Perish Kedesh Kanech Bachoran of Estakin Ain Habedika Moelis Lobit Tuma Latar Haheras Lobit Tahora Latahar Atzma. So the Ramban says that you have to do Bedika basically immediately, either to be Metame yourself and Metare the others, or to be Metare yourself and leave the others Betuma. So that's based upon the Gemara.
Does that mean that scientifically how the bleeding works, it can stop that suddenly? You have a kesem and then all of a sudden like you do a bika, even though it came from you, you're not going to see it.
One second. Just answer your question again.
The Ramban suggesting that it's possible, even if the kesem came from her and she's doing a bidika, it's possible that right after the kesem, she sees the kesem, she stopped bleeding and the bidika wouldn't show anything.
Right.
I'm asking, do you know if that's...
The truth be told is following. I will say that I think that when sometimes you have spotting, which is anticipation of a period, but a woman's going to know that. In other words, if it's Mishas Vesta, the spotting will tell her that. I suspect that when you get random spotting at intervals, you probably it's not common to be raw immediately afterwards. That's what I would have guessed. So the Ramban says that the bedika has to be done immediately. There are a couple of issues here. There seem to be sort of two shitas and rishonim in how to understand a certain aspect of this din, which is it, in other words, why is it, some rishonim want to say, the Beis Yosef quotes, I think the Ramban, that it has to be betosh shir veses of metziah, of actual when the re'ir would have been. Not when you find it. And the other sheet that seems to be is that whenever you find the blood, then the clock starts ticking. Now, why is this an afkamina? Because what happens if you know that time elapsed between the time that the blood was there and the woman did bedika? But she does bedika the first moment that she finds out. So if you say it's some formalistic thing that the bedika clock starts as soon as she knows, so then you could be mitara even if it took a time for her to find out. But if you believe that mamish has to be samuch, so then you're going to be out of luck. Okay, so anyway, Vadoni Avi Arashzal Kosa Bibatko Matza Tmea Moa Latara Cheris Afilo Bodkamiya. The Rush disagrees. This has to do with how you read the Gemara on that Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Beis about whether you Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, I think it is. Rabbi Yehuda makes a statement about the Mishnah. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda's opinion agrees with Bar Pada, but according to, I think, Rav Oshia, who's the other one? Who's the other sheet in the Gemara? Anybody remember? I thought the Beis Yosef should quote this somewhere, but I don't see it. Okay. Oh, at the beginning, yes. So Rav Oshia, the first opinion is Pasuk Bar Pada. Bar Pada? However, the second opinion says that it's possible that even Rav Oshia would agree with the... would be able to work with the Mishnah. Okay. Nun beis. Bametvar mamurim b'shakulan shabbos. So achas ruya liros yosem echaverta she'ena ruya liros tola beruya. I think it's the Mishnah. I think samach aleph amid beis. Not mistaken. Ketzad. Achas zakena sh'avar lo shalosh onus v'lorosa. V'achas yalda zakena torav yalda tmeya. Achas muberes shukar uber, achas ena muberes. Muberes tahora, v'sheena muberes tmea. Achas pesulas damim, shalara samei olam, v'achar kach. V'achas ena tola, v'achas ena besula, besula tahora v'sheena besula tmea. Achas menika v'achas ena menika menika tahora v'sheena menika tmea. Hayu kulan shavos meniko sezakena. So achas zakena v'achas menika ein tolos ovezel. Not only within a category, two women are the same thing, but even across categories. Hayu shmashtan eros v'shocho salamita o yosho salasaf sal ka'achas on Sunday it's mekabel tuma v'nimsa dam tachas achas mehen afilu tachas ha'emtzayis hitmea v'chulam tehoros. Right, why? Because they all know where they are. Because they're awake. Fact. The nusach, anybody see the nusach in the Shulchan Aruch? On this din is striking. In the Gimel. Not in the Gimel. I saw a different verse somewhere, I don't know why. Okay, never mind. So, Mim Olu Dera Hachitzona, Benimta Tachas Hachitzona, Kulant Meos, Tachas Antois, and Tais Supremis Tamea Vachitzona Tahora. Right, that all makes sense. Tachas aprimisi levada tmea, because nobody moves into anybody else's place except for when they're getting on the bed. Hayalem esek letzad prim shedakam lasnoda the sky of the tzad primi apopishadus the tachas aprimis shtea primius tmeos. Kahi orda the shtenashim shetochas prechaim and nimsadam tachas aprimis arachacham shtea tmeos. Nimsas tachas achitzona hitmea uprimis tahora. Shem primis tochekes lava letzachitzona and nimsabinem shtehem. Nimtza b'nehem, shtehem tmeos. Right, so this is basically if people are crowding in to do something, then the place where you drop the kesem, the place where you find the kesem could have come from both. Finally, nundalet ein b'ksama mishum beses, keitzan matza, kesem b'rosh chodesh, afilu sholosh pamin lo kavatu, v'lo kratu, chutz, miksamim pe'it habadak la shehem etamim, shehem etamim, harin kariyas l'chol davar. The only situation where you can be koveh beses with ksamim is when you have an eid habaduk, so that's considered ria. That's not considered a kesem. Okay. Yes.
Can you repeat the scars for the Rashi and the Ramban regarding whether we require her to check right away or if she can wait a little bit?
The machlokas that are bound in the Rosh is how to read the sugya in the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara. On Samach Amid Beis is on the Mishnah that says if they one check, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Hu Shabadka Atzmo B'Shir Veses. The Gemara tries to connect it to that, and then they suggest that Rabbi Hoshaya is actually disagreeing. But the way somehow the Rush reads the Gemara is it's not necessarily Paskin like Rabbi Huda Marav. In other words, Bar Pada is Rabbi Huda Marav holds like Bar Pada, but you don't have to read the Mishnah that way. That's the Rush's position, and the Ramban reads the Gemara Kipshuta. And one other interesting sheet that we've shown there as well. I forget which way it works out, but the Baal Hamor, the Razor, Zrach Alevi. What's the Baal Hamor sheet? The Baal Hamor sheet, I think it's only need Shir Veses, I think, Botka Atzma v'nim says Tahora. She's Tahora, Chaverta Tmeyas, I think. But if it's Botka Atzma v'hi Tmeyas, I think there, maybe backwards, there the Baal Hamor says, if Bodka Atzma Hitmeya, even if it's not Kashir Vesas. Is that the way it works? I forget which way. No, no. The Baal HaMor, the Rush assumes that Badka Atzma Minimseis Tahora, Badka Akka Minimseis Tmeya, and all the dinim are even if you're not Bodek Shir Vesas. The Rush, I don't think, is Mechalik in din between Badka Minimseis Tahora and Badka Minimseis Tmeya. Do you see the Rush being Mechalik? No. Hold on. Why is my place? I have to go back. Where was that? Which Osmus it in? What? So I think the Beis Yosef says it's not Lav Dafka. One second. The Beis Yosef writes, "V'nira d'hu adin l'badka atzma matzah Torah. The mitarina l'dafilu badka atzma achashir v'esas nami Torah l'das harash. T'ashayach b'taima d'b'ksama mekehilu ki hechid d'shayach kabe b'badka atzma matzah tmea the mitarina l'chaver t'meha t'ayma l'das hazal. V'apa p'isha kosav armenu v'adoni v'arash zal kosav badka matzah tmea v'sayim makum shakosav arash kein niskavein lo l'hutzi badka atzma matzah Torah d'ein l'chalik v'nei k'man shakasavti." However, the Baal HaMor writes on the Sefer Balei Nefesh, and I think the Balei Nefesh said it works both ways, writes, I think he probably holds the requirement, both to be Mitar and to be Mitame, is only like the, who was the first day here? Is that the Ravid? Who's the first, who's the Beis Yosef say is the first day? Is it, I mean, yeah. Yeah, the Ramban, I'm sorry. I don't know why I missed that. So he says, the Baal HaMor says that the Ravid wrote that the Gabi the Choluk, Mbodka Achrono Shilav Shato, Kishir Vesa Shomitzia Matzah Torah, Torah Vachon Tameos, and near Midvar of the Hodat Marvida Marabu, Shabodka Atma Kishir Vesa Shomitzia, Akul Masnis and Koi. That's what the Ravid seems to think cuts both ways. However, Anu Ein Lanu, Ela Aresha the Masnis and Shabodka Atma Matzah Tamea. So the Baal HaMor thinks that he's backwards from the way he said. The Baal HaMor thinks that the only time we require the Bedika to be immediately is if Batka Matzah Tmeah, to be Metame herself. To be Metame herself, it needs to be Kashir Vesas. But to be Metame herself, it doesn't have to be Kashir Vesas. Okay. Anyway, right. Any questions about the Torah? Right.
If you said to be Matame herself, as Vicky Sherev said, but obviously if she does a Bedika and she's Matame herself. I understand the question. Is it that we count Shiva Nikim from the finding of the state? What's the,
I'm sorry, can you say it one more time?
If it's to be Matame herself, obviously when you check and you find blood, you're Matame. What's the Siddish?
No, but the question is, can you attribute that the blood was there earlier to be told of the Kesem on heart? Correct. Correct. Okay. It's to be mitame her. I'm sorry. I should have spelled that. To be mitame the others. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes. She's to be mitame of shach.
Right.
Okay.
That's the same.
Yossi. What exactly is the handmill case like? There's one old woman standing on the inside, one standing on the outside, and then this.
What?
Like the last case.
Oh, that the Doha Coast Litzad Prim?
Yeah,
yeah, it's a production. It's in the mill. In the millstone.
So the woman on the inside doesn't go, like, I don't know, like, the more they would do.
No, because they're both trying to get access to the, it's like, it sounds like in one case they're trying to move the millstone, trying to turn it, which is very heavy. So the, one of them tries sort of getting as close as she can. The other one is naturally close. The other one tries being Dohekes to get in close. Okay. Let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch. Alex.
A general question about these cases we've been looking at, the last sort of set.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, how often, if at all, would Rabbanan get Shelis as well as that?
And the Rabbanan?
Do the rabbis actually get Shelis as well as that, of this nature? I would assume they don't.
In the Siman, I think most of the cases of the Taliyah, they don't.
Right, because of underwear.
That's right. Underwear saves the day. Yeah? Okay.
I'm just out of curiosity, if you ever get a Shilas?
No, I'm not going to get these Shilas because I don't do Maros. Right, because they're not going to come my way. In theory, someone could call me up and ask me a Taliyah Shilas. But so I'm not getting those. But I don't think that's because, I think it's just I'm not getting those Shilas. You know, yes. Yes, sir.
It seems that everything we learn, we seem to say that aren't Shilas that come up these days. Just what are the general types of Shilas that do come up? Because it's not anything on the past several. I feel like everything we say doesn't apply these days.
Mm-hmm. So, firstly, some of them do apply when a woman finds on, let's say, her underwear. Assuming she had, let's say in the first days of the Shiva Nikim. Right, you'll get it there. Now that's probably the main, I imagine it's the main summon issue. Because right, ordinarily, sometimes you have women who, let's say, spot and stain in anticipation of their period. But we don't want to make them nidos immediately, because while they're not going to be able to have tashmish, for obvious reasons, because if they're spotting and staining and they have tashmish, it no longer is spotting and staining, because the tashmish makes it into a re'iyah. But nonetheless, we don't want them to become nida, because then they have to totally physically separate from their husbands. Thus, we encourage, the Rambam says, and the Beis Yosef quotes it, he quotes it in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says that women are encouraged, the Chachamim Masakin, that women should wear colored clothing. Colored garments, and we would say colored underwear, so they never have a shiloh. But in the first 3 days of Shiva Nikim, certainly, maybe all Shiva Nikim, so you're going to have this type of a question. If she finds a spot, you have to know the size of the spot, you also have to know what color it is. That's why I'm not going to get that kind of shiloh. So I suspect that the questions of whether a spot is tamei tahor, particularly on the color, are probably pretty common. A woman did a bedikah and she got a color, and on the third day, she got a color that wasn't quite right. Okay? That's not a kesset.
Just like there are no rules that a woman should always wear colored underwear so that she doesn't have to try all these summon. So shouldn't we also say that every time that a woman does a bedikah, she should use a cloth that wasn't baduk before? Because then also, then you could be tola. Meaning the same way we want to avoid summon. So then meaning we have other kind of tricks to use.
So again, what should she do?
If she used the cloth that she didn't check beforehand, so it could have blood from last time or .
So firstly, there may not be a kula anyway.
Okay.
I mean, in other words, we probably pass in the rush. Okay. Who's not making a chiluch. Zach?
Because the whole reason we can do things with Ksamim is because they're wrong. Bidika means that being done,
yes.
But we're not pleasure. It's not going to be a cruelest.
Correct. Yitzi, do you have a question? Somebody's hand was up down there. No?
Mine was up for a second.
Oh, okay. You retract your question. Okay. Fine. Can I get someone who will take over the reading? Donnie, go ahead. What?
Spirit of volunteerism.
Devert
Torahina Isha Matama, Velo Asur Labala, Aja Targish Yotza Dambi Bissara, Chacham Gazer Al Kesem Shalimsa, Bufa Oben Kadaya, Shahitanaya, Asur Labala, Filo Lodi Gisha, Filo Baka Atma Matsa Tara. It's really.
Even if she does a Badika at the finding of Kesem and she finds no blood, doesn't matter. The kesem is still metamehar, midrabanan.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that?
Because the fact that she's not bleeding out doesn't prove the kesem wasn't bamen amaka. That's all. Oh, but you might say tahara. She has to check herself and to find that she's tahara.
All
right, you can see, by the way, what's the definition mikra din of hesek tahara? Right, so that she can do... Well, I know, but what's the definition of a hefsek tara?
Starting Shiva Nikim the next day.
What? How do you do a hefsek tara?
She has to check herself and see that
Shetivdo Katzma, right? There's no mention. He'll talk about later, in the Mechaber, the Rama later, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav, about Moch Dachuk. But right now he just describes Tafsika B'Tara, Michi does a Bedika. Pashtus would be that Hefsei Tara would only be a Bedika, because that if she does a Bedika and she finds no blood, it means she's not bleeding. Okay. So she counts Shivan Akim Chutz Miyom HaMetziah, which is not like the Shita of the Rambam, that you don't require Shivan Akim like Samim. You require just six more days. If the Shir Kesem is not three Grisim and three Odes. I don't know. Is that really true? Is that mathematically correct? How much is three times a Gris for Ode?
Three Grisim for Ode.
Yeah. Three Grisim for Ode is correct. By the rule, by the rules of multiplication of Grisim for Ode, said you do not do distributive multiplication. Right? Because presumably an Ode can be divided, subdivided into three parts. Okay, so if you don't find more than three grisim, then you can be told that you certainly know it wasn't more than 2 days of bleeding. Let's put it that way. What's that? No, the Rambam Shita. It's in the Beis Yosef. The Rambam says that if you find a kesem, you count that day as the first of the 7 days of Nida, because the Chumra Benos Yisrael doesn't apply to Ksamim. But if you find a kesem that's three grisim va'od, then that's possible that she bled three, and again, it can be divided into three grisim, each one being gris va'od. Again, the funny law of division, that three grisim va'od divided by three is gris va'od. Right. I know it's not true arithmetically, but... So in such a case where there are three grisim va'od, the Rambam says, then she needs Shivan Akim. Why? Because it's possible that she bled three consecutive days and the blood wound up in this spot, three spots together. Okay, so we don't accept the Rambam's opinion. You require Shivan Akim. Go ahead. And this is the opinion of? I just noticed in one of the tshuvas that the Pesachei Tshuva quoted, I believe it's in Os, I want to say it's in Os Vav. There was a line in there that made it... suggested very strongly, but I can't find it now, that in our situation she'd be tahor, because we're afraid that the dam just disappeared. But it sounded like it sort of came out of her body. I don't see it now, but there's a line that makes it really sound like it's a chashash that actually fell and we didn't see it. If she's wearing underwear, that should theoretically solve, even for the Truma Sadeshim, which is a big chumra, that should solve the problem. Okay. Continue. Tommy, go ahead.
Lo gasru bitinokes lo higi ezman aliros tehenu shehi pechusa miyudbeis afilo higi eshtei saros v'chein afilo haisi yisera miyudbeis in badku avalo higi eshtei saros.
So we, they never made a gzera by a tinokes shelo higi ezman aliros, by a katana, and that's true whether or not she doesn't have shanim or she doesn't have simanim. And Bain Shehi. Okay. But the The Marshal writes, the Shach quotes in Nos Gimel, he writes that since today, any woman who has married is Choshesh L'Kismeha, even a Ketana. So the problem is, so the Marshal says that he thinks that the minhag was that a Ketana who's married, all Kismah are Tameim, like a Gedola. So firstly, the Bach writes, but he disagrees with the raya that the Marshal brought. So the Shach and Yehuda, this goes back to a point that you made in the formulation of the Torah in another context, the Shach says, Logosu ala ketana, period. And he writes a very, very important line at the end. He writes a line near the end. The gama shekasav abach, the vada in lahakam and aminag, omer ani she'ein bazeh minhag, v'gam divrei marshal gufa nirad she'ein minhag bazeh, rak b'dam besulam, misham lamad lakan, v'o da davar yadua, da davar she'ein amatzu, ein shayach b'minhag. Wow. Shach says that you can't invoke the notion of minhag, or one might even say, basara, if it's not a davar hamatzu. This would be one of, I suspect, many cases where the Shach will say this. And I just want to make one observation here. That if, in fact, he's arguing this is called davar she'ein amatzu. What's the mitzvah involved here? A ketana who gets married. Was that a davar she'ein amatzu klal? Was that a davar she'ein amatzu tzas? You know, was that a davar hamatzu, Yaakov? Interesting. A katana getting her period. Yeah. Well, no, but it's... No, it's not getting her period. The whole point is that she doesn't get her period. But nonetheless, the Marshal is claiming, and the Bach claiming it's the Minog, that because she is married, therefore Kismeha would be Tmeim. Right? Kismeha would be Tmeim. Now, in truth, I can't speak to... Now, how often were katanas getting married?
So
remember that the din al din of the Gemara, a father is not allowed to marry off his daughter's ketana. Also, leploni lekadosh is bitah shetagdil v'tomar leploni ani rotza. However, it is well known that in Ashkenaz, and the Ramah defends the practice, they used to regularly marry off their children as ketana because of economics and the fear that they, you know, the Ramah says we do it for those reasons. So the truth is, kiddushi ketana was not unheard of, and I imagine yisui ketana as well. So it's somewhat interesting. Again, kismah may not have been that common, but on something that was at least shchiach tzas, but not that much, the Shach seems to be assuming ein bezeh minhag. You have to sort of figure out that question of how frequently ketanas were getting married, which I think pretty frequently, and whether or not they likely would have seen summon, and thus, is it possible that really should have been a minhag, and yet the Shach says that's called l'ra'inu ein arayah. Yehuda?
So I don't know what that exactly means. It means that this came up.
Where is this from? Are you quoting? Kuf Tzadi Gimel. I'm sorry.
Please say you're in my head. Where we
go? Yeah. Let's see what the context was. Dam Besulim. Where do you see he shall leave his man on the rest?
That's the Shachar. Right before. He's counting on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see. Okay. What does that line mean?
It sounds like he's saying pedophilia is probably a bad thing.
I'm not really sure. I thought it means something totally different. I thought it means that he should not, in other words, the Ramah says that if you didn't have Bia Mamish, I'm sorry, in other words, if you weren't Gomer Biyaso, I guess, right, then if you don't see blood, you don't have to be Purish. But he says, Bal Nefesh Yachos Latzma Shalol Lischok Petinokas. I'm not sure what that has to do with, but I don't think that has to do with Zigiyaz Manoros, Lo Yigiyaz Manoros.
Well, don't call someone Zigiyaz Manovira Petinokas.
I don't know.
You think you could call someone a Tinoket?
I'm not sure what he means. You have to find out what that line means. I don't want to get stuck in that. But
just saying, it seems like another halacha appears to be about being married to a katana.
No. I mean, the Machaber discussed it. The question is, is it common or theoretical?
This doesn't sound theoretical. Well, you'd say that it's
something
theoretical.
The Sidre Tara is not sure what it means.
but
he points to what I thought this might have something to do with totally different, an Eben Ezer din of the concern of Hotzar Zal Batala. I think that's the context in which it's in. Eben Ezer Simcha of Gimel. That's what I thought. That's what it sounds like, my Hamasachi Betinokas.
It's definitely not something theoretical.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you say Baal Nefesh, but I think it's
about someone. Okay, fine. So it happened, certainly. The only question is that they have Ksamim. So I have to imagine, it can't be something that was Lo Shriach Klau. And yet, the Shach says, this is Lo Ra'inu Eino Raya. Daniel?
What exactly was the connection the Marshal was deriving between, since the married Ketana would count Shevinikim for Dan Betulim, and therefore she's also Chosheshet for Ketanim? I don't see the...
Well, the Bach who agrees with the Marshal Lemaisa says, it's not a good Raya. You mean, what was the Marshal thinking? Well, he's assuming that just as we have a Chumrah, Shalomi Dina the Mishnah, we have a Chumrah against by Dam Mesulim, which should have been Torah Tmeah, so the same Chumrah also, they were Machmir, all the kulos that you had, by Katana, they were Machmir as well. It's not compelling. I'm Moda.
Also, when the Shach claims that the Gezerah wasn't enacted against Katanim Klal.
Right.
But presumably, if the Ketana had three Ria, then it would be, so...
No, in that case. But the point is, Lo Gazru Betinoka Shilo Yigiyaz Manoh Liros.
Okay.
Moshe.
So if she has the Shtei Saros and the Yibbet Chanim, then she doesn't need to have the Riyot?
Correct. I believe Yigiyaz Manoh Liros... Even though the Rasa, I think Kismah is Tamei. Think so. Unless there's that thin... Yeah. I believe so. David?
So the Orach Shulchan actually explains, as like at least a perish for the Baal Nefesh Yachmir and Chutzari.
Okay, forget it. Let's move past that. Found out. Yehuda's point is fine, and whatever exactly the Rabbah means, we can deal with there. Yes, see?
Just to clarify, what's the din regarding Dan Besulim and Bizman Hazeh?
We assume, Lemaisa, that Chasan Kala be Rishona, unless she's not a Besul, no, not to be Besula, even if they find no Dan, nonetheless, she is Tamea. She's Tamea, and they have to be Purish. The only kula that we have is that for Ashkenazim, you only need to wait 4 days to start counting the Shemitah Kim, not 5 days. It's the one kula that exists. Don't ask. We'll see when we get there.
When does the blood, if right away, like after like the first bit, blood comes out?
As soon as he is Purish, as soon as he, you know, is Purish from her, the only thing we say there, contrary to what, differently than we saw earlier, then normally, you know, what's the din when an Isha is Pores as Nida in the middle of Tashmish? He has to wait till the Aver is Mace and then withdraw. That you don't have to do, I believe, and he certainly stops. He's not Dashi. He stops, you know, moving in and out. Here he doesn't have to. As long as he doesn't fully withdraw from her, he can continue to engage in Tashmish and he can be Porish be'Eber Chai. Okay? Because it's not real Nida. But once he's Porish, she is now a Nida.
Okay.
Zah?
What's the scar if there's no blood?
We're afraid that maybe there's a Tipa Stam Kechardal and the Shechva Zera was Mechapet. the chumrah.
The whole point was we're worried that you actually do see dam, we're afraid that dam is damida. Is that it?
Apparently not. Now, I'm not offering you my own reason. I'm telling you what it says. It's black and white. You know, lemaisa, by the way, there's a tzad, I'll call tzidkus, to the din, because for the woman it's going to be uncomfortable, right? She's been bruised then, so it's actually more physically comfortable to hear. What's difficult, what you'd rather not have, but it's that we accept that as part of the din, is that the chas and the kala have to physically separate completely, and that's hard, right? They've waited so long, and now all of a sudden, that's whatever. That's why it's a nightmare and a disaster when she bleeds multiple times in terms of dam basilim. You know, that she gets bia rishona, and then, in fact, one other thing, I'll mention this because this we do lemaisa, which is that, you know, most people, when they get, at least before they get married, they use the pill to make sure you don't have a chubas nida. So we tell the kala to stop taking the pill as soon as they've consummated the marriage, so that she can get her period within a short order, and then start kantashim nikim. The fear is that if the timing is bad, that she'll have bia rishona, she'll become asura. Now they're asura for 11 days, they have to separate for physical contact, and then maybe near the end of the 11 days, she's poresis nida, and then you got another easily, you know, 12 days or something like that. And you don't have to wait another automatic 5 days, but you have to wait till she stops bleeding the cantrip in the camp. So that really would be bad. So we at least try to make sure we double stack the days of dam basulim and the next time she gets her period. Okay. Is there a question?
Just a quick question. Is a woman bleeding after dam basulim for like more than 1 day, basically?
I don't know. It probably depends. You know, Chazal give a mashal in Mishnah that you have different kinds. There's a mashal they gave that, you know, different women have different amounts of blood. I suspect that probably, she will, if she doesn't touch it, if it's not being touched and pushed, probably it stops bleeding in not so long, mm-hmm. but it can be easily aggravated again. It's just going to be physically uncomfortable for the woman until it really fully heals. Okay. Not Yehuda?
Do we pass like the kula of the Torah that you can sleep in her bed if she's not in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, I thought about mentioning that, but normally he can't sleep in his wife's, if it's her bed. If she's a need, they can't sleep in it, but this time she sleeps in it. And I have to understand what that means. It doesn't mean they can sleep in the same bed that night. It means that that if it were her bed somehow, that would designate as her bed, he can sleep in that bed and she's sleeping in a different bed. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Gimel.
Can she sleep in
his bed? I presume the same cooler would apply.
Is that idea from originally? Why is that an issue?
What?
If she's not in her bed.
I think it's a concern of Hirhurim, or Kiruv, not Hirhurim, but Kiruv. You know, he's going to be in her bed, and somehow that's going to remind him of her, and that's going to cause them to transgress boundaries. That's what I assume. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure how their beds worked, although, I mean, in other words, I imagine, depending if your beds are interchangeable. Firstly, I would say, I don't know if the post can talk about this, but if you switch beds, meaning if you move one bed, if the beds are identical beds, then let's say they're twin beds, and you switch places, Mistama, you know, it all depends upon what you regard as his place versus her place. But I suspect that their beds were more distinctive in some way, one from the other than ours, so it depends on, you know, also what beds you choose to get. Sometimes husband and wives don't get the exact same beds because they like different things. I'd imagine that's a case where it's more shayach. He's sleeping in his wife's bed. He thinks of his wife, you know, and because of that kirev, we're afraid of, you know, the kirev adas, we're afraid that they're going to transgress. Okay. Anyway, we'll deal with that when we get to the harchakos. Okay. Sif Gimel. Haisa shofas kama yama moshaisa medalefes tifach artif below hefsek ena ela korea achatz achetifsok. That's a avon paska ma'at v'chasa rosh ha-shalash v'ma filu b'yom echad ha-reze muchzekes b'dame mekis matame. That was Shitas Rashi, that literally if you stop in the middle of the day bleeding, aviyeshmi she'omer, the Rambam, she'en kisma tome ela imkein ros adam shlosha vestos. There's an interesting comment, the Bach is here, he leaves it b'tzarachim, but he thinks that it doesn't mean, this is only true if literally she is, you know, sort of a very, very, very slow flow, then you can say that a hefsek constitutes 3 different rios. But if she was shofas, if she was bleeding heavily, even if she stopped some, and then chas v'rasa, and then hefsika many times, since she shofas, he says it's only considered ri'ah achas, because she can't be shofas many days in a row. It's true, she would bleed to death. And that's not going to happen. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, and the Rambam says, Vesh l'achmer kesvar rishonu. Okay. Tinoka shelo yigia zman aliras v'rasa shalosh pa'omim upaska me'liro shir shalosh onas shehem tishim yom choseres l'kad musa v'kis matar ad shetachzer v'tira shalosh pa'omim. The Beis Yosef, he quotes more details, but I think that's sufficient for our purposes. It's not really l'maisa. Okay. Fine. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. I took over the reading. I'm sorry. I stole it. You didn't stop me. Go ahead, Donnie. He was happy to let me go. Just for that, it shall be declared upon you to read for the rest of the day. Go ahead. Okay.
Lo gezra al-kesem elem ke yeshbo ke gris ve'od v'shir agris hu ke tes adashin v'shir adasha ke dalet saras.
Okay. There's a very interesting Taos Sofer here, which is pointed out by the Shach and Sifkat and Vav. Some Girsaos had Vashir Adasha is Chaf Dalet Saros.
Which is what I have in my old edition.
Right. So you have such a thing. And it's supposed to be, an Adasha is, why is it 6 by 6 hairs? Because an Adasha, it's 3 by 3 Saros, but each Sara is 4, each Adasha is 4 hairs, which is 2 by 2. So if you have 3 2 by 2s this way, and 3 2 by 2s that way, it's 6 by 6. Okay. And and what the Shach explains to Rambam is adding there is that you don't take, it's not 6 follicles by 6 follicles. It's 6 follicles plus the space in your skin between the follicles. If it were 6 follicles by 6 follicles, it would be minute. Okay. Fine. Okay. The Taz says here, I don't know what his makar is, I don't remember seeing this in the Beis Yosef, the reason why you can be told on a gris yosir gadol, what logic did the Ramban offer? This is the Ravitz then. What logic did he offer, you remember? And they don't say which type of pull, and therefore it could be the biggest one possible. That's not really a reason. That's just proof. How you know the din, that's not a reason why. The Taz offers a reason why, because maybe she found that got a bigger louse, too. You know. The kazesim used to be bigger. The people used to be bigger. So the lice used to be bigger. Okay, like the beans were bigger. Fine. Okay. And it doesn't matter whether the kesem is square, is elongated, it's the same shear. Ozvav, sifav.
How did Bainan Shira bin the kesem and imsa al chaluka bin the kesem and imsa al bisara? Viyish omrim shalu amrel the kesem and imsa al chaluka. Aval kesem and imsa al bisara bilvad bin kumas shahosh shin lahem in lashir.
So, well, who are the two deos here? The first dea, I would say, is the Rashba. And the second dea is that of the Rambam and the Rush. And you'll notice that it's quoted as the Yesh Omer. The Shach later seems to think she's supposed to be Machmir for the Rambam. That's what I believe it sounds like.
He says it here also.
What's that?
Svarim
and Ashkenazim
aren't Machmir for it?
No, I think the Shach says you should be Machmir.
I don't think people aren't Machmir for it.
I have no idea. Because again, this is not an issue that comes up terribly commonly.
Fair.
I'm sure it happens, but it's not a terribly common occurrence. Someone was showing me the Aruch HaShulchan about this. Now, the issue of how would you... Who showed me the Aruch HaShulchan? Sam, yeah. What did the Aruch HaShulchan say? Was the Aruch HaShulchan machmir for the Rambam? Right, well, and he had said something about the fact that how would you show anyway a kesem to the Chacham? That can be a little uncomfortable.
Oh,
Al-Basara.
Wow.
Mildly complicated. That's good. Did you think before you said that and say it anyway? I would have preferred to say, thought it was unintentional. You read the newspapers, you understand why that might be a problem. I can only imagine. And I'll stop. I'll say nothing more than that.
The Rosh Hashanah even mentions, like, her drawing out the size of the Ketan.
Why couldn't the husband be a Chazon?
He could be. No, but it's a little tricky. You know, so yes, he could. He would be the one best suited for it, although you're concerned, because if he's Metame, that she's in need immediately, he shouldn't be looking there. But okay, that I don't think is an obstacle. He can look at it, okay, Tamea, now she can, you know, get dressed. Or, but it's, you know, it's a little bit... It would make you understand, certainly, she'd probably prefer to go to Yoetzet for it. You see, that's what they didn't think about. And Sam, there should be your proof that the Aruch Shulchan could not have envisioned the Yoetzet, because otherwise that would have been the solution to his problem.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Anyway, now what's interesting, though, is I think the Shach is Machmir as well. Where is the Shach? In Sifkat Anyud. In Sifkat Anyud, he seems to think that way. I think it's very difficult. It's certainly not the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, because it seems to me the Mechaber holds that you need a shear on the Basar. Why? Because if you go to, skip ahead for a moment, to Sif Ches. Okay, go ahead, Dani. Skip Zion just for a moment. Right, so the first day here says that there is no tziruf on small than a gris to make up into a gris. But for Yesh Omrim, right, so the second day I hear assumes, and it's not that the first day disagrees, both deos here agree that there's a discussion of tziruf ala basa, which means both deos here are within the first day in Sivav. You know, I don't want to call it machlokes ve'achakach stam, but given, if you accept Chacham Avadya's rule, which I have no reason not to, that the first day is the primary day of the Mechaber, combined with the fact that in Sif Ches, both deos that he quotes are working within the first day, because they make no sense according to the second day, so then it would seem that he's paskening, no, of the three shitos, he's paskening certainly not like the most machmir shita, but the Shach thinks otherwise. All right, just read Sif Zayin, go back and read that. All right, and here the Shach and Sifkat and Yeralev talks about the Shita, the Rashba, that the Mechaber omits. The Mechaber assumes that you either have to kill a pishpesh or smell one, but what happens if you live in a place where the pishpeshim are very common? You have bedbug infestations. So the Rashba writes, he thinks that a pishpesh is just like a kina, and you don't need to smell it or to know that you killed it in order to be tolabo. So the Shach thinks that you can follow this because... firstly, he thinks that the Rush really agrees with it, based upon something Rabbeinu Yerucham wrote, who was a Talmud of the Rush. It's a good klal to know. Kfar noda the Rabbeinu kasav sifro al pi divrei harush. The oh the biksamim shomim lahakim. That's what the Shach says. And then go to test now. Right, so this is the Bach got sort of bogged down here, and the Shach, I think, calls him on it correctly. What is the nature of the Sif? In other words, what is the size of the Kesem Anim Sal Basara? And the truth is, for the purposes of this Sif, in other words, is this about Tziruf? What's the shear of the Tipin? So the truth is, there are two ways to read the Sif. One way is, it's talking about drops that are larger each one than a gris for Ode, larger than a gris. And nonetheless, why does the Mechaber state the din? If you don't need Tziruf, the answer is because this is addressing the issue that one reading of the Gemara, the other reading of the Gemara, that the whole Shaila of the Gemara wasn't about Tziruf, but rather it was about whether or not it's possible that something in this shape came from the Makar. So by that token, the Mechaber here could either be assuming that these tipin are less than a gris va'od, but perhaps they're mitzdarif to a gris va'od, and he's assuming they are mitzdarif ala basar, and that you need a shiur. In which case, and he says that the assumption is they do come from the makar, they can come from the makar, and therefore they're tamayos, which means there is tirf ala basar, like the second shita in Sif Ches. Alternatively, you could read this as, no, these tipin are very large tipin. You don't, it's not a question of tirf here, but rather it's a question of whether or not these came from the makar or not. And if you read this way, then it could work like either of the other two deos. And I pointed this out yesterday in terms of discussing the Beis Yosef. You could say that there is no shear on the basar, and a kol shehu is tamei as a kesem, except that if there was something that were mochiach, that it wasn't baman amakar, so then it wouldn't matter what the size was. Alternatively, you could read this as a case where that there is no tzirif at all, even on the basar, like the first dea in Sif Ches, except in this situation, the tipin are larger than a gris. So what's the shayla then? So the shayla is the same shayla. Could something that came out in this shape have come in a makar? And whichever way you adopt, the mechaber is assuming that even though the gemara is doche the raya from the brisa, not that it's tame, nonetheless, we assume that in fact that it's a dichuya and it actually is tame.
A
dichuya. A dichuy? It means it's a with doche, but it's not really good teretz.
I mean, we said that it's brisa doesn't really resolve.
And as we say, you know, it's a teretz, but it's not a good teretz. Is there a way to read the brisa to avoid being poshted by it? Yes. But the pshat in the brisa does suggest X, and so even if, and when you get to the maskana, if the gemara doesn't come to a clear maskana one way or the other, then we will paskin like the pshat of the brisa. Right? That's something I think all Rishonim accept. The Rambam has a very unique methodology in Psak Halacha. If you take a look at the, this has been written about in different contexts. If you take a look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Nizkei Bamon, and there's a Magen Mishnah about this. The Rambam paskins a certain din in Tamun, seemingly ignoring a sugi in the second parak of Bava Kamma. And he reads the Mishnah, the Braisa Kipshuto, ignoring from the sixth parak, ignoring what the Gemara says Beferish in the second parak. So the Magen Mishnah, trying to explain what's going on there, says that Darkon Sharabenu Lhaniach, the Ukimtos, and made in certain sugios in favor of Pshuton Shel Mishnayis and Braisa. So the Rambam, I think, seems to be more unique in that particular regard, whatever the basis of his method was and why he thought that was the right way to do things. But the idea that when you have a Gemara is Docha Akasha with a Dechia Shokash, we might call it, and at the end of the sugya, the Gemara doesn't get to a Maskana. So the more types of Dechias that you needed to salvage one Shita is the more reason you're going to Paskin like the other Shita, because the Pshat in all the Rayas, the Pshat in the Braisas, whatever that you brought, actually suggests that in fact, the opposite side. So that will be the basis, I think, all Rishonim agree to that concept. Yeah, the Gemara was Docha, but it's only a Dichoy.
Okay.
Yes, Mati?
Language used in the Gemara that suggested something is clear about the teretz, or just any time they're answering the Tashma?
I think it's when the teretz seems forced.
So that's
the more likely to say. It's not Stam, because the Gemara is Akashin gives the teretz. Okay. All right.